The first thing I think we should reflect on with primary religious education is that we're talking about children. And that's a little different from talking about adolescents. When we're talking about adolescents, we're encouraging them to reflect critically. It's suitable for their age group to be trying to reflect critically and to find their own identity in as they grow up. With primary school children, they're children. And perhaps the more important thing is helping them to understand that they're cherished, that they belong in a family, they belong in a community, they belong in a school. So religious education in the primary sector generally is understood to help them to reflect on that and to reflect, yes, with their head, but also with their heart and with their hands. And therefore, it seems to me quite natural that as we have in Ireland, our tradition has been that it was the churches who looked after religious education of children in particular and indicated what the curriculum would be. And the presumption was that the children belonged to a faith community, a Catholic faith community or a Protestant faith community, and the vast majority in the Republic were Catholic schools as a result. And the understanding was that they were being helped to grow into their faith and they belonged to this faith community and the school was there to support home and parish. Now, I suppose one of the things that has happened in Ireland in the last decade or a little more has been the variety of people who've come to live in Ireland, and now we have a very diverse society with a plurality of religious understandings and belief systems, and also we have people of no religious faith part of our community. And so one of the things that people are trying to work out at the moment is how to formulate our schools in a new way that suits the diverse population that we have. And then within that, the question of how to do good religious education for this group, acknowledging the variety of people that might be in a classroom. The Catholic schools have opened their doors to all the newcomers. So the result is that the Catholic schools have an enormous variety of students in their classroom. And so the question within the Catholic school becomes, how do we continue to help our young Catholic pupils to grow into their faith and support their family and their faith community locally? And now, how do we do that in such a way that we are also being inclusive and we find a way to encourage our other pupils to have an understanding of religion and the diversity that we have in our society and how we can help everyone to grow together? It's not necessarily an easy thing to find our way through, but people are working on it.
When it comes, though, to the sacramental years and when children are making, say, for example, their first Holy Communion, will there be how it's very hard to be inclusive when you're saying, well, half the class are going to have this great big special day and the other half of you who haven't signed up to this aren't.
Yes, and on the other hand, you absolutely cannot, draw people who are not Catholic, for example, into religious ceremonies that don't belong to their tradition. So we have to try and find a way that we keep our idea of inclusivity, but we have no pretense about it. It's the Catholic pupils who are being prepared for their first Holy Communion or for their confirmation. And the other pupils should know about that, should learn about it perhaps to some degree, but they should not be drawn into any sense of, you know, this is a route that they could take, because their parents clearly wouldn't be happy if that was the case.
Archbishop Dermot Martin recently spoke about the extravagance of communion. And is there a degree to which maybe children would be drawn to it because it is an opportunity to get so dressed up and to have a big party and maybe get presents and have people make a fuss of you? And that they're drawn to it more for that than for any real religious belief?
It certainly can be that, and it can be that within the Catholic community, even if I might say so, as well as for those beyond that community. What I mean is that sometimes Catholic families, who are very happy to say they're Catholic families, but don't participate very regularly in parish, often will find this moment very important. And I wouldn't want to undermine that. I think that's very significant, that at these key moments, parents want their children to be initiated into the church and that over a period of time they can reflect on that. But sometimes what does seem to happen is you have this kind of extravagant response and people are more focused on the clothes, the dress, the parasol, the prayer book as an item to be carried rather than as a prayer book. And certainly the Archbishop of Dublin, this new document that has come out from the diocese, I think is very helpful because it clarifies, first of all, who would be making their first communion. And that, you know, we need to indicate in our time that there are a variety of Christian traditions, for example, and they are initiating their faith in their own community. But also the document is making the point that it's a religious and spiritual moment, and the focus should be on that. And while it's natural for people to get carried away with the extras, we all need to stop for a moment and think about that. And it would be very helpful, I think, in a lot of parishes and for a lot of schools to contribute positively to that discussion and to suggest that we don't need to overplay any extravagance in this matter.